Sunday, the FBI successfully concluded an investigation to end a very serious breach in the security of the United States. The arrest of Robert Hansen for espionage should remind us all. Every American should know that our nation, our free society, is an international target in a dangerous world.
Some of it. Just gonna need a translator.
Okay.
I can still work the corner outside their apartment. He didn't make me. But we gotta get over there now while they're still fighting.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a protocol for storing information on our targets.
Yeah, we got that part. The thing that's unclear to us is what it was doing on Gene's desk.
Has to work its way up the chain, doesn't it?
Nobody likes a show off, Eric.
We're all trying to make agent, you know?
Different color tabs, 5 different fonts. Or you must have spent the weekend. It can't go so missly.
Did you read it?
No.
It's too bad. You're both credited in here by name.
Really? Really?
Yeah, for your help with the software. Can we get over to that apartment now?
Targets, honey. That's all I said, right?
Right. Sorry.
Good girl.
Hey, Mom and Dad want to take us to Mass today. You want to go to Mass with me?
would rather go to a movie.
Me too.
What?
There should have been one alley over. The light was better.
You're gonna be an agent? Are the rest of those guys working as hard as you?
Of course.
I bet they aren't.
Say it again, okay?
Say what again?
That I'm gonna be an agent.
You're gonna be an agent.
You've reached the O'Neills. Please leave a message. Bitte hinterlass eine Nachricht.
Petra, stupid TDY.
To where?
They'll explain at the field office. We're due in 20 minutes.
On a Sunday?
I'll get right to it if you don't mind. You're being tasked to headquarters. Well, you'll be riding the desk of an agent named Robert Hansen. You know him?
No.
Former head of our Soviet analytical unit. Considered our most knowledgeable analyst on Russian intel. Last 6 years, he's been our liaison at the State Department.
Sunday.
We're bringing him back to headquarters, where he's going to start our new Information Assurance Division, safeguarding the Bureau's IT system from cyber terrorism and infiltration.
Wait, I've heard of this guy. Was he the one who hacked into another agent's hard drive?
He's the best computer guy we've got. He's also a sexual deviant.
Oh.
Been posting on the internet. Lurid material. There are some complaints in his file from female subordinates.
I should tease you, but that just gets me into trouble.
You're going to keep an eye on him for us. It's not a glamour detail, sorry.
Do you have a FISA warrant?
Of course.
Do I get a cover?
No. Hansen would peel it away in a day. He spent the last 20 years outthinking Russian spies.
And jerking off under his desk.
You want to duck down there and scrape for samples? Feel free. Just so you know, no one around here feels good about embarrassing a guy who's done 25 years of service. But we have reason to believe that there are other agents that might be involved in this as well. Shared postings, etc. If that's true, it could mean a huge embarrassment to the Bureau. A few rules. First, no one can know about this, not even your wife. You have a new boss. His name is Hansen. He works in information assurance. That's it.
I understand.
Second, you'll be serving at the needs of the Bureau, answerable to me at all times. I hope that's clear. This pager will be on your person 24/7. If it's me, you'll see a 7 and a pound sign. You'll keep a journal of everything that goes on in that office. Who he talks to, who he calls. No detail is insignificant. Got it? Good. Jane can fill you in on the rest. Thanks for coming in.
Agent Burroughs.
Yes.
Is this high priority? We've been ghosting priority targets lately, CT targets. If I'm being pulled off that, I just
want to... In other words, you want to know if this is going to fast-track you into becoming an agent? Gene tells me you're confident, bordering on cocky. He also says you can park it when necessary.
Yes, ma'am.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Code for the combo lock and the code for the key punch. It's a badge for the security pad. They're all set.
Sir, do you know Agent Hansen?
A little.
Is there anything you can tell me about him?
What would you like to know?
Anything that would help me do my job better, I guess.
Sure. Take nothing personally.
Tell me 5 things about yourself, 4 of them true.
I'm sorry?
It's a game we used to play at the Soviet analytical unit. Keep ourselves sharp. It's lie detection.
Oh, I don't think I'd be much good at bluffing.
That would have counted as your lie right there. Be reinventing how the Bureau stores case information. Didn't anybody tell you that?
They did.
There are pallets of new computers in every corridor of this building. Why don't you go get one?
Okay. I'll just fill out a record.
You're not listening. Just go get one. These rec forms are for bureaucrats. Actually, get 2. That dinosaur on my desk is useless to me.
Agent Hansen, my name is Eric.
No, your name is Clerk. My name is Sir, our boss, if you can manage.
Yes, sir.
And if I ever catch you in my office again, you're going to be pissing purple for a week.
Thank you. know somebody. I ordered ours a month ago.
Sir?
Sir, you could fall.
I won't fall. I'm very coordinated. Trying to reroute a phone line to get internet access.
I can get an IT guy in here to do that for you, sir.
My lord, you are as dumb as a bag of hammers, aren't you? Yes, let's bring in an IT guy. Making $35,000 a year and give him access to hard drives that a foreign agent would pay millions for. Supposed to be protecting the Bureau from electronic infiltration.
So what kind of sites do you like? On the internet, are there sites you
Why?
Like to, I don't know, just I've never seen anyone stand on top of their desk to get online before.
Do you pray the rosary every day? Your file says you prepped at Gonzaga with the Jesuits.
That's right, I did.
So, do you pray the rosary every day?
Not every day, no.
You should.
You still want my list, sir? The five things?
These are the greatest pens in the world. I would never write with anything else. Sure.
I won Boy Scout merit badges in every category except riflery. I haven't been to confession since high school. There are several words I constantly misspell. My favorite drink is a vodka tonic. And I'm the only male in the last four generations of my family who hasn't served in the military.
What is your drink then? Gin?
Scotch?
It's against Bureau policy for an agent to consume alcohol. Even off duty. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Because an FBI agent is never off duty. That comes from Director Free. We attend the same church. Who's the pager for?
My wife. She likes to know she can get a hold of me 24/7.
A Catholic girl?
No. Sort of a lapsed Protestant, actually. She's East German. Big fan of Christmas plays, though.
Have to do something about that, won't we?
Last I looked, she hadn't been read into the case. Did you hear this?
No.
Good. Where are my pages?
I just started them. He kept me there till 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Agent Burroughs, I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for with this guy. It's not like he's going to bring a train of hookers through the office.
Just give me my pages.
Thank you.
He doesn't think too much of me.
No?
There are a couple people like that at work. I think I'm lightweight, I guess.
They don't know you.
Maybe they do.
This is very good work.
Sir, how did you get a copy of my...
It was ignored, I'm sure.
Yes, it was.
That's because you don't shoot. The FBI is a gun culture. You can't advance here unless you're part of it. Every director in the history of the Bureau has come from the law enforcement side. The guys who shoot, guys who make arrests... Never been a director from the intel side. Never will be. Intel Siberia. The rubber gun squad.
So why'd you stay?
Huh?
All those years, why didn't you transfer into something with a higher profile?
Because I never cared about making headlines. Wanted to make history. People intel tracks are the ones who want to wipe America off the map. Somehow that always meant a little more to me than being promoted. Why are you reading about Parkinson's?
My mother. For a few years now.
I'm very sorry to hear about that.
Good morning.
Morning.
To mention, sir, we got a call from Photo about a portrait sitting. You're going up on the 25 years of service wall.
Yes, imagine that.
Excuse me.
Lord.
Beautiful woman.
You're married.
I can look, can't I?
God expects you to live your faith, Eric, at all times. Besides, I disapprove of women in pantsuits.
You do?
Men wear pants. The world doesn't need any more Hillary Clintons. I wrote a program last night using nothing but ones and zeros, just to see if I could do it. 612 bits of encryption, completely unbreakable. But you get the office with the window.
Okay, help us. What do we do?
First, we drop ACS, which is a relic. Not nearly enough bandwidth. That's why you've got agents that still keep sensitive information in cardboard boxes. Need to move to an ATM system instead of the WAN. An OC48, the data rate of 2.488 megabits. Start with Linux AB servers. That puts us into Red Hat. IP routers throughout the building. Dynamic IP addresses to hide the system using the Invicta prototype. Would it be easier if I sent this in a memo?
Yes, it would.
Fine. On your desk in the morning. You're going to set up meetings for me. with the appropriate systems managers of the CIA, DIA, NSA, and the intel agencies of each armed service.
Yes, sir.
They're all ahead of us on IT. We have to study them.
You mind if we book those appointments through me? But
what for?
Just protocol.
Of course. Then we switch offices, right?
Sure.
Perfect. Fighting crime with 19th century technology, and he's worried about protocol. You set up those meetings. Leave it up to him. They'll never happen.
Sir?
That was turf protection you were just watching in there. Didn't you spot it? Organizational arrogance. No, we don't want to learn anything from the CIA. We want the CIA answering to us. You know what's going on behind that door?
No, sir.
Analyst. Looking for a spy inside the intelligence community. Highest clearance. But there aren't any CIA officers in there. You know why? Because it's a CIA officer we're trying to build a case against. Now, could the mole be someone from the Bureau and not the CIA? Of course. Are we actively pursuing that possibility? Of course not. Because we're the Bureau. And the Bureau knows all.
Cooperation is counter-operational. And that's the mentality. Of course, the enemies of this country aren't so picky. They'll work with anyone who shares their hatred of us. Bureau hasn't learned that lesson yet. He keeps some paintings in a conference room on 8. I want you to get one of them for me.
Sir?
It's two men on a boat. I want it.
Wait, you mean Agent Garces? These are his paintings.
Stop thinking like a clerk. They're sitting in storage. It's two guys on a boat.
Okay. Where was Hanson on March 7th, 1991? The file has him making a drop at Ellis at 6:30 p.m.
Batch in at 8:27 a.m. Batched out at 12:45. Batched back in at 5:45. And batched out again at 5:36.
Okay. Let's take a look at August 12th, 1993.
You know why the Soviet Empire collapsed?
Good morning.
I made a career studying them. They were smarter than us. More devious, more determined. So, why did they fail? Godlessness. Atheism. I'm on my way to morning mass. You do remember what mass is, yes? Jesuits at Gonzaga taught you that much, didn't they?
Sir, my grandfather was a deacon.
Oh, congratulations. Now it's time to join the varsity. I saw a woman from Planned Parenthood on television this morning. A lesbian, naturally, defending gay marriage. I almost ripped the cable out of the wall.
Bet she was wearing pads, huh?
Will your children be Jesuit taught as you were?
I don't know yet. The conversation's still a few years away.
It shouldn't be.
Sir, I'm GS-11. We need a second salary before we can start.
What is money compared with the blessings of family? Tell me. My wife was the one.
Good to see you, bud.
It was my wife who first brought me here. Bonnie. I was a Lutheran when we met. Not much of one. She saved my life. Come.
Thank you.
We attend St. Catherine's on Sundays. It's a traditional Latin service, then a big family lunch after. You think Juliana might like that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's give it a try. This weekend. My Bonnie's been known to work miracles. Oh, shut that off. Is that your wife?
No one else even has this number.
Well, perhaps you should give her a call. It might be important.
No, it's okay. We can wait.
You know, when I paid you, it isn't to discuss what's on Oprah. It means I need to speak with you.
Did you pick me because I was Catholic?
I'm sorry?
Did you think he would trust me because I was Catholic?
Jesus, Eric. We picked you because of your facility with computers. We thought it would impress him.
Uh-huh.
We also thought he might like that 50-page proposal you've been pushing all over the bureau. I understand he got his hands on a copy, right?
So?
You got pages for me? I'm going to be searching his car. It'll involve you keeping him out of the office for a few hours.
Agent Burroughs, I'm starting to think I might not be the right guy for this job.
Oh, yeah?
I'm used to intel cases, terrorist cases, targets of value. Nobody ever put me on a perversion detail before.
Think we're being too hard on him? I think that's your bus.
Ta-da!
Will you go to church with me?
Dominus Obesco.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Walking.
Juliana, how did you like the service?
It was lovely. I'd never been to a mass where people knelt the whole time.
Well, it's a gesture of devotion. And taught all our children not to be grocery cart Catholics. You know, the kind of churchgoer that takes whatever's convenient and leaves the rest on the shelf. It's all expected. Eric is so nice. Where did you two meet?
We met in a bar, actually.
Oh. Would you like some cake, sweetheart?
Sundays. Going to Mass Having the kids here makes everything else fade away.
Sorry, I was snooping.
Oh, don't be. I want you to feel at home here.
Is this your father, sir? Must have been proud of you. FBI, top Soviet analyst.
Oh, I don't know. Father wasn't very impressed by things. He wanted me to be a doctor. He rigged my first driving test the day I turned 16. Made an arrangement with my DMV instructor.
So you'd pass?
So I would fail. Well, he thought it would toughen me up. And do that too, I suppose. Test people. More than I ought to. Oh, shoot. Almost forgot. I have something for you. It's everything I could get on Parkinson's, downloaded last night. Been quite a bit of progress in the last few years. Didn't know if you were up on it.
Is there someone in your family who has Parkinson's?
No. No, thank God.
You know, sir, I think you're misunderstood.
Oh, by whom?
By whoever gives out window offices, for one.
Oh, that's all right. I think I made too much fuss of all that. I'll be gone so soon anyway. What good would a window do me now? 57 in 2 months, that's mandatory retirement. It's fine. It's time. I could stay there another 100 years and still just be an afterthought. The perks go to the guys who play the game, the ones who politic. I knew a long time ago I didn't have the stomach for that. But I'll get my portrait on that 25-year wall, right? Now that's something. Doesn't really matter much, does it? The judgments of other men. I know what I've done.
I want to see what you got on this guy.
Come again.
His internet postings, the emails, your case.
Why?
Because I don't think you have one.
I can read you in. I'm authorized to do that. But it would only put you at greater risk.
Of what? What the hell is all this? The guy doesn't drink, doesn't tell dirty jokes, goes to church every day. His wife loves him, so do his grandkids. And why the hell would you hand a new division to a guy who's retiring in 2 months, especially if he's under investigation?
You through?
You know, I think this whole thing is cooked. I think he keeps shooting his mouth off about the Bureau and nobody knows what to do with him, so we tag him as a deviant and run him out of the building. It's bullshit. The whole thing. It's Kenneth Starr all over again, except I'm running around looking for the blue dress.
Come to admire him, I see.
Yes.
Respect him?
Yes.
Well, that was inevitable. For our purposes, it was sort of necessary. He's a traitor, Eric. Started spying for the Russians, we think, in 1985. He's given them military secrets. Intelligence secrets. He gave them our continuity of government program, which told them where the president would be taken during a nuclear or terrorist attack.
and the vice president, and the Congress, and the cabinet. The damage he's done to the U.S. government is in the billions. But that's just the money part. He's also given up lives. Sources we were working. In one of his drops, he identified Valerie Martinoff and Sergei Matorin, two KGB agents we turned. They were flown back to Moscow and executed. We don't have a handle yet on how many of our assets he's compromised. Maybe 50, maybe more.
I shouldn't tease you. That just gets me into trouble.
Наша цель — оградить тебя от неприятностей.
Our file on him came from two Russian defectors. Bureau paid $7 million for it. Of course, everything in the file is inadmissible. We make our own case independently, or he walks. Oh, not that it matters, but the sexual stuff is also true. Irrelevant, but true. The stories on the internet, they're about his wife, using her real name. Sweet little anecdotes about how much she loves rough sex, that sort of thing. He's a big fan of strippers, too. Has been for years. But his grandchildren do love him. That part I can't argue.
There's no such thing as the Information Assurance Division, is there?
No. We created that to lure him back from state. 9930 was built for him, too. Video, audio, bafflers and events, heat sensors, motion sensors, probably enough microwaves in that office to cook a chicken. I'm sorry we had to mislead you. But this is the worst breach in the history of U.S. intelligence. Unusual steps were required. Good news is you got your wish. You're in the middle of the biggest case we've ever run. Come with me. There's some people I want you to meet.
Sebastian 512, stop this strike and use your bike, get your fellas and my own. Second year's priest, there's
that big.
How many people are working on this?
Got 50 on the bigot list so far.
Is the director involved?
Director's running the case. He sees your pages every day.
No.
Yes. Keep them coming, by the way. Our audio's missing about 90% of what Hansen says in there.
He mumbles.
He does a lot of things, this guy.
Why don't we just arrest him?
Can't do that. He knows the names and locations of every source we've ever turned. We can't get him to talk. Their lives are all at risk.
Eric O'Neill, Dean Plezak, assistant special agent in charge.
Sir?
Director wants him caught in the act of making a drop.
That would give you the death penalty.
But you think he's earned it?
See you, Dean.
Thanks for coming in, Rich.
Like I said, kid, take nothing personal.
Kate.
He's got an appointment at the DIA tomorrow at 2, right?
Yeah.
Driving him?
Yeah.
Good. We need him out of the office for at least 3 hours. That's when we'll be sweeping his car.
Okay.
How long will it take you to download the data card off his Palm Pilot?
20, 30 minutes, depending on the level of encryption. But you can't. He never lets it out of his sight. Assuming we can separate him from it 20, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Sis.
You want to be read in, right?
Wait. What if you're smarter than I am? I've never misread anybody this badly before. Except maybe you.
A couple of years ago, the Bureau put together a task force. Lots of assets had been disappearing. Sources like Matorin, Martinoff, dozens of them vanishing. So this task force was formed to find the mole who was giving them up. Our best analysts poring over data for years looking for the guy, and they could never quite find him. Guess who we put in charge of the task force? He was smarter than all of us. Actually, I can live with that part. It's the idea that my entire career has been a waste of time. That's the part I hate. Everything I've done since I got to this office, everything we've all been paid to do, he was undoing it. We all could have just stayed home.
Dear friends, thank you for the $50,000. As far as the funds are concerned, I have little need or utility for more than $100,000 at any one time. My security concerns may seem excessive. I cannot spend it. I believe experience has shown them to be necessary. I am much safer if you know little about me. And neither of us are children about these things. I was unable to locate the package based on your description last night. Please recognize that I am in a business suit and cannot slog around in inch-deep mud. Your service has recently suffered some setbacks. I warn you that Mr. Boris Yutsin, Mr. Sergei Motorin, and Mr. Valery Martinov have all been recruited by our special service. The U.S. can be errantly likened to a powerfully built but retarded child. Potentially dangerous but young, immature, and easily manipulated. I found the site empty. Empty sites bother me. I'd like to know before I commit myself, as I'm sure you do also. One might propose that I am either insanely brave or quite insane. I'd answer neither. I'd say insanely loyal. Take your pick. There's insanity in all the answers. Eventually, I would appreciate an escape plan. Nothing lasts forever. Sincerely, Ramon.
Hi.
Hi.
You're back.
Boss! When did you get here?
Very disappointed in you, young man. Leaving your bride all alone without telling her where you'd be.
Not good, Eric. Where were you?
My mother fell. I had to go see her.
Oh. Did she break anything?
No. Just bumped her head.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Write down their address for me, would you? I'd like to send some flowers.
It's very kind of you, boss.
We couldn't reach you on your pager. On your hip, 24/7, right?
Yeah, I know. The battery died. Sorry, honey, I should have called.
It's okay.
Juliana was just telling us what it was like to grow up in the communist bloc.
Oh, yeah?
It piques my curiosity, as you can imagine. Hope it hasn't felt like an interrogation, Juliana.
Here we are. Oh, Bonnie, you really didn't have to go to all this trouble. It's just leftovers. If I just couldn't stand the thought of you two ordering from that Peking wall place again.
Even Chinese people can't eat Chinese every night, Eric. Besides, how's this tiny thing going to give you a house full of babies if you don't put some protein in her diet?
Would you like to say grace, Eric?
Sweetheart.
I'm sorry, Joel. I didn't invite them, obviously.
But they thought it would be okay, Eric. You have to have boundaries, even with the boss. And what was that bullshit about your mom bumping her head?
That's complicated.
Complicated as in I wouldn't understand her as in you can't tell me.
I'm tired. I just want to grab a drink and go to bed.
Are you going to quit? I want you to quit. I felt sick all day, Eric. It's like you're someone else when he's around.
Sorry it's been a stressful day for you. Let's not make it worse.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe you want me to be someone else, too. Maybe you want me to be Bonnie or something.
Knock it off, Jewel.
No, that'd be easier for you, wouldn't it? If I were more of an FBI kind of wife, like she is.
I'm not kidding, you'll be honest.
If I just went to church every day and wanted to spend my life being pregnant, maybe your parents would probably love that.
No.
Then you wouldn't have to worry anymore if I was Catholic enough or American enough.
Shut up! God damn it!
Eric.
Hey, Dad.
How long have you been out here?
I don't know. About an hour or two.
It's freezing. Why didn't you let yourself in?
You ever quit anything, Dad?
Ever quit anything?
Yeah.
I think I gave up the paper route once. I'm tired of waking up so early.
What'd your father say?
Oh, nothing. He just shrugged. He could kill you with those shrugs.
I've been thinking about him a lot this morning. I don't know why.
Well, that's a lot to put on yourself, son. I mean, he was just a kid doing his duty. Like you.
Get on the boat, do your job, get back home again.
Huh? That's what he said to me the first time I shipped out. He knew I was scared, so he just kept it simple.
Maybe I should have gone to Annapolis.
Always seemed to me that your joining the Bureau was an apology for not going to Annapolis, which you never had to do.
That's what you wanted?
No. I wanted you to serve your country. Isn't that what you're doing?
Yeah.
So you can't quit, can you? Get on the boat, do your job. Get back home again. Can you do that?
His appointment's in 5 minutes, media room, first floor. You'll get a page when he's in pocket. Obviously, if he takes his Palm Pilot with him, you call me, we shut it down.
Might not be the best day to do this, sir. He's due at the DIA at 2. I'm driving him.
Looks like you're in for a full day.
Boss, I just realized I totally screwed something up.
Don't you knock!
I'm sorry. The photographer for your 25-year portrait, he's here today. I had it in my book for next week, but it's today. They called me on my cell. Your appointment's in 5 minutes.
Then you'll just have to reschedule, won't you?
We shouldn't. He's only here once a month.
I'm supposed to drop everything I'm doing and run down there. In this.
It's how you dress every day.
No. There's a spot on my tie.
Let me look.
Lord!
Sorry.
You klutz! Look at that. It's everywhere.
Boss, please. Just get down there. You don't want to miss your picture. I'll have all this cleaned up by the time you get back.
I've got the DIA at 2...
I'll get you there, no problem.
Are you finding this job stressful, Eric? Is this all too much for you?
Sometimes.
Then pray more.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hansen, nice to meet you. I'm John. We've got a spot for you right over here.
~25 years. That's quite a prideful thing. This we don't need. Something. There's a little too much bounce on your nose. We don't want that. Would you be opposed to just the slightest touch of bass? Straighter, good, a little bit of a smile, and excellent. Keep thinking those patriotic thoughts, and that's good, a little straighter. Beautiful, excellent. You're going to love that one.
Stop. Stop.
Mr. Hansen, we can get enough time.
Don't like being scrutinized.
Hey,
hi.
Oh, I was on my way to the range, so I called your office. I thought I might finally see if you're the dead shot I've been hearing you are.
Look, maybe some other time, Rich. I'm not in the mood just now.
Me neither. Let's take it out on some targets.
Hi.
Shameful. Double or nothing.
Death. Amen.
Sorry. How'd it go?
It didn't. Don't know why they thought I'd just sit there while some faggot photographer got his jollies. I've got work to do.
Should I reschedule it?
No. Have you been in my briefcase?
No. I just had to move it so it wouldn't get soaked. The water was everywhere. Why did I put it back on? Sir?
Let's go.
Would you like to hear some music, sir?
Yes, I'm in the mood for some Andrew Sisters. They got any in here?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
I didn't think so.
We've gotten so far.
At the bottom of the Potomac and come on fire.
Yes, sir. Just a moment. Oh, I see. Yes, sir. I understand. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Got some bad news, Agent Hanson. We're going to have to cut this meeting short.
I don't understand.
That was my superior. He's called me into an emergency meeting. I'm sorry.
Does he know that I'm here?
Yes, sir.
Does he know who I am?
I made that clear to him, sir. Yes, he wants me to reschedule at your convenience.
Oh, no, thanks.
Sir.
His visit was a courtesy. Let's go.
Maybe there's somebody else who can show us around.
Get the car. Favor bringing you.
I know I spoke out of turn.
Somebody takes a shit on you, you don't reschedule. Wasn't called into any meeting. It's a power play.
I didn't see it that way.
Well, that's why you're still a clerk. What you looking for?
Okay.
Just take me back to the office.
The meeting only took 20 minutes. They're on Wilson Boulevard heading back.
Slow it up.
Sir?
We're boarding. Slow it up.
How about that? Parkway's wide open.
I hate the parkway. Take East Street.
There's construction on East Street. I heard that on the radio.
So take Constitution.
Sir, I'm SSG. We fail people for a living. Parkway's faster.
Is that a fact?
may be screwed.
Imbecile.
I'm sorry.
Idiot.
I'm sorry.
Is this what they teach you in ghosting school? No wonder the Bureau can never find anyone.
Hey, just relax.
Don't tell me to relax.
What are you doing?
I can sit here for an hour. Or I can walk two blocks, get on the other side of this bottleneck by myself, and take a 5-minute cab ride back to the office. Now, which do you think would better serve the needs of the Bureau?
It's just traffic.
Look, Hanson's on foot. I put him back at the office in 10 minutes, best case.
Your boy's killing us.
He'll be fine.
Boss, we gotta get back in the truck, sir.
Have you made enough mistakes for one day, Eric? Now you want to throw in a traffic violation?
Sir, yeah, you have to get back in the truck.
Well, why should I?
Look, don't kill me, okay? I did something stupid.
What a shock.
I lied to you, sir. There isn't any construction on East Street. I made that up.
What would you do that for?
Because I need your help. And I was afraid to ask if we would make an extra stop. I wanted to go back to the reading room, sir. Catholic Information Center, I sort of have to.
Why?
It's Juliana. We've been fighting all week.
About what?
To be honest, sir, your church. She didn't like it, boss. She didn't get it. So I wanted to go back to the reading room. I thought there might be some books I could get for her to help her see things better. I figured if we were driving right past it, you might want to pull in. It was stupid. I know, but there it is.
You swear to God.
Excuse me?
Swear to God that everything you just told me is true.
No. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't lie about my wife or the church. If you don't know that by now, then I sure as hell wouldn't take the Lord's name in vain just to prove it to you. You know something, sir? You do test people too much. And I've had it. I was asking for your help. Have a nice walk, sir. I'll see you back at the office.
Maybe I overstepped.
Yeah.
O'Neill just talked him back in.
How do you manage that?
Hard to say.
From here, it looks like he may have proposed marriage.
He talked him back in the car.
car coming in, sir?
I don't have to account to you, do I?
No, sir.
Hey.
Hi. What are you watching?
Nothing. Just a training tape on surveillance. Hanson wanted me to make sure the transfer was okay.
Well, would you mind getting the rest of the groceries for me, honey? Just a few more bags in the car.
How was school?
It was fine. I'm just talking. Training tape on surveillance.
This is not what it looks like.
What it looks like is he's making pornos of Bonnie, except he doesn't know about it. Everybody told me when you marry the Bureau, things get weird, the cases. And they never told me about this.
This has nothing to do with the case.
Oh. So you weren't just steaming open his mail? He gave it to you?
I gotta go.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Because I think you've got this idea somehow that telling me the truth about him would mean you were betraying your country or something. It wouldn't. It's okay. He's a creep. I knew that already. It's just, he's been in our home. We keep fighting about him. I'd just like to know what this is. Can't you tell me? Please.
I don't know when I'll be back. I think my wife just wrote herself into the case.
That was a colossally stupid thing to do. You could jeopardize this entire investigation. Are you an idiot?
You know, you're as much to blame for this as anybody. I'm telling so many lies now, I can't keep them straight anymore.
You want to make things easier? The next time Hanson gives you a package and he tells you to mail it, you mail it. That package was resealed as you found it, right?
Yes.
There's no trace that it had ever been opened. Nothing that would ever arouse suspicion on the other end.
No, I posted it from the Bureau 5 minutes ago. It was pristine.
We'll see. Look. I'm sorry. You're having problems at home. I'd offer you some advice, but it wouldn't be worth much. I don't even have a cat. All I can tell you is you keep your head on straight and you do your job. It's your best shot at getting this over with, understand? We pulled 300 pages of classified material out of a lawn and leaf bag from his trunk today. And quite a bit of correspondence from the Palm Pilot. His next drop appears to be imminent, unless, of course, somebody does something to make him suspicious.
Right.
Right. We really should be getting back to this.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Is it worth it? Being an agent. What it costs. Do you think it's worth it?
Ask me when we've caught him.
Yes, boss.
Come in here. I want to show you something. This is the address of my mechanic in Manassas. Dropping my car off on Monday. Need you to pick me up and bring me into work no later than 8:15.
Something wrong with your car, sir?
Yeah, I'm having it swept for electronic devices.
Oh, yeah?
Been sensing signal bursts coming through my radio lately, and car alarms go off when I drive past. It's not beneath the Russians to track me. Tailed all the time. They know how much I know.
Yes, sir.
Know this movie? She's very appealing.
Yes, sir, I've always thought so.
Just close the door on your way out.
Off this one. His last letter to his handlers in the SVR 2 days ago.
He's gone to ground, isn't he?
Yes.
Then we're dead.
Dear friends, I thank you for your assistance these many years. It seems, however, that my greatest utility to you has come to an end, and it is time to seclude myself from active service. Since communicating last, and one wonders if because of it, I have been promoted to a higher do-nothing senior executive job, outside of regular access to information within the counterintelligence program. It is as if I am being isolated. Furthermore, I believe I have detected repeated bursting radio signal emanations from my vehicle. I have not found their source, but as you wisely do, I will leave this alone, for knowledge of their existence is sufficient. Amusing, the games children play. In this, however, I strongly suspect that you should have concerns for the integrity of your compartment concerning knowledge of my efforts on your behalf. Something has aroused the sleeping tiger. Perhaps you know better than I. Life is full of its ups and downs. Yours truly, Rummel. Okay, if he doesn't make another drop, what do we have?
Got the Palm Pilot. Still gives us conspiracy to commit espionage. until he walks into a court with a lawyer who says everything on the Palm Pilot was just notes for a spy novel he was planning to write.
What about the evidence in his trunk? Unauthorized possession of classified
That's
material.
5 years. Hardly enough to make him talk.
Maybe we just keep promoting him. That'd be the only way to keep him from retiring.
Shit.
He's outside your apartment.
What?
He's parked outside your apartment. Just pulled up.
It's him.
How drunk did he sound?
He wasn't slurring or anything. Maybe a little surlier than usual, but that's about it. The guy's melting down.
That would bother me a lot less if he didn't have a dozen guns in his trunk.
Drop me off here, okay? It's right around the corner.
I know where it is.
We got a team on his tail, right?
Uh-huh.
Can we pull him back?
Why would I want to do that?
I think I can still work. I think I can get him to make that drop.
Do you need me to read that letter again, Eric? There is no drop. He's going to ground.
No, he's dying to make it. We just have to make him feel safe.
What if he's made you?
What if he has? Bumper locking him's not going to make me any safer. Please. I can handle it.
Okay. I'll call Dean.
Minutes as promised. Caught me coming right out of the metro.
But why didn't you drive?
Juliana needed the car. I felt like walking anyway.
Why? Something on your mind?
Not especially.
I'll get in. Want some company?
Sure. You've been drinking, sir?
Can I trust you?
Of course. Don't you know that?
I don't know what I know anymore.
What's in Rock Creek?
I like the park at night.
Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my days near you.
I have to be sure that I can trust you.
Why don't we go back to the office? You can polygraph me.
You heard of Alder James?
Of course.
Worst spy in U.S. history. Sold $2.5 million worth of information to the Soviets and passed every polygraph the agency gave him.
He never would have gotten past me. I can read anyone. I'm getting really tired of that pager.
What are we doing?
I told you the FBI is a gun culture. Can't advance here unless you can shoot.
They test you at 25 yards, 15 yards, 7 yards, and 5 yards.
What are you doing?
You want to be an agent or don't you?
Prone. Left hand, right hand. 5 yards with gun in holster. You get 3 seconds to fire 5 shots.
What are you doing?
Who is calling you in the car?
What?
I need to know if I can trust you.
Put the gun down, boss.
Who is calling?
Put the fucking gun down!
I need to know if I can trust you!
Can I trust you? Jesus! God sakes, what is wrong with you? Look around you, boss. It's just us out here. Nobody's tailing you, there isn't any GPS on your car, and I'm not a foreign agent trying to work you. You don't matter that much. The page was from Juliana, obviously. My wife. She's trying to reach me because I told her I'd be home by now, and because we're in another fight caused by you, as usual. Thanks for dropping by unannounced and lecturing her about Opus Dei. That was real helpful. Oh, and thanks for staring at her in church like she was from Mars. That also worked out great. Let me guess. You were testing her, too. You know, she asked me this morning why you're like this. Why you grind everybody so hard. I had all these answers ready. He's misunderstood. He's trying to fix the Bureau and no one will listen. He was born in the wrong century. His father's a jerk. I got a whole list. Do you know something, sir? At the end of the day, it's all crap. You are who you are. But why doesn't mean a thing, does it? Does it?
Matter. Plenty.
Yes, Eric.
Put the tail back on him. He'll make the drop tomorrow, maybe even tonight.
You're not burnt.
No, I'm not burnt.
Okay, we're on it.
Thank you.
Can I give you some advice, Bob? I've been in on a few of these now. Nicholson, Alger James. It goes a lot easier if you cooperate. On you. On your family.
You really ought to do an overhaul on your GPS units, Dean. Hey, throw off a signal burst through the radio. I'd heard it coming through mine for weeks.
Even if all you give them is why you did it. It buys you some goodwill. Well, that's what Ames did at first. Just gave up the why.
Well, it mustn't have taken long. All Ames cared about was the money.
Why else would it have done?
It's not so hard to guess, is it? Considering the human ego. Can you imagine sitting in a room with a bunch of your colleagues? Everybody trying to guess the identity of a mole. And all the while, it's you they're after. You they're looking for. That must be very satisfying, wouldn't you think? Or maybe he considered himself a patriot. Maybe he saw it as his duty to show us how lax our security was. We can't rule that out as a possibility. Maybe he...
Oh, what good does speculating do? He spied. The why doesn't mean a thing, does it?
No, I guess it doesn't.
Two guys on a boat. You see the director's press conference?
Yeah.
Funny about those things. He thanked the CIA and the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Council for Intelligence Policy, but he couldn't thank the guy we put behind that desk.
I didn't expect him to.
I'm headed over to the field office. We still have two Russian IOs unaccounted for. That mean you won't be headed over there with me?
I thought I'd go home instead.
You're going to make agent, Eric. It's set now. Isn't that what you wanted?
It was.
Until you came over to my apartment and saw the TV dinners and no cat?
No.
Most of our agents are married, you know. All their spouses get used to the life eventually. So will Juliana.
I don't think I want her to.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
You do know what you did here, right? That was the worst spy in American history you brought down. Now you're just going to walk away.
Can you think of a better time to walk away?
Nope.
So, you think it'd be okay if I...
Oh, I'd say you earned it. Good luck, Eric.
You too.
Pray for me.